Suspect, Mr. Ashley Hutchings. Chapman. While you're clapping, would you welcome our first singer, our very first singer, Judy Nigel.
Thank you. Jack of diamonds in the heart. Jack of Diamonds is a hard car. Jack of Diamonds is a hard car. Jack of Diamonds is a hard car. But it ain't. Jack of Diamonds, pathetic switches. But my picture is only a scam. Jack of
Yeah.
No, you don't really need introductions, do you? That's fine. When we started performing a lot of songs by singer-songwriters, then unknown, like Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen, Phil Oakes, precisely. So it was quite unusual in those days, and this was one of the songs we did, and it was always very popular. Let's hope it still is.
It'd be nice to hear it again, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and the two original singers aren't here, so we've got two new singers, both male and female.
Two volunteers, for a bit like stars in their eyes, isn't it?
Really? Tam, I think you better tell the American visitors and the Australian visitors what exactly that is.
I haven't got time to go into our nitpicking details of our social anthropology.
Leonard Cohen, Suzanne.
Thank you.
she leads you to the river.
And she is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army captain.
And the sun pours down like honey.
Is it's a very long song, and it was written by Bob Dylan. I'm sure Ashley knows more about it than I do.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, oh, yeah? We did about 570 Bob Dylan songs. How do you know which one it is? What? Still the same.
We can't wait for the first note anymore.
Oh, what's the joy?
Turn again. heaves a sigh of relief. You can feel the sigh of relief and all the air over this side of the long song, in other words. She heaves a sigh of relief. I tense up. There is a tradition. There is a tradition, the long ancient... You're not going, are you? It's a long ancient tradition stretching back to 1992.
As far as that,
I didn't
realize.
Yeah, of... listen, try and keep the Australians on our side, eh? So there's a tradition I was telling you about. It's about Million Dollar Bash. You know that song? Bob Dylan says he wrote it. But if you were here in 1992 or you bought the record, you know that. You know, it's fair game, isn't it? Anyone can rewrite it. So anyway, so this is a new version.
I've never heard him record it. Have you ever heard him record it, Bob Dylan?
No. Who is he anyway?
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't he? He knows he didn't write it. It's a shame to record it. He knows we did. We just put his name on the record to be nice!
We thought it would be a career move.
He said to say hi. He hopes someday he can come here by.
So there's one person you haven't met. He's wearing very stylish trousers. I really envy them. Simon Nicol! Big hand for Simon Nicol. We knocked him out. Save it.
It'll be a long weekend. You're wearing your hands out. Anyway, thank you, Ashley. It's very kind of you to introduce me, and I must thank my son Oliver for selling me these trousers.
No, it's all right, Dad. You can have them. You've raised me. You know.
I wonder why he sold them.
The chap of inestimable.
I mean, stain of the taste. Simon. Don't alarm you.
The stain. Yeah. Don't mention the stain. I've got to sue the audience.
Well, that could be.
I'm just doing that to upset the women.
Sorry? Is that not being soft?
Yeah?
Do you want more?
Yeah! Yeah. Yeah.
And I know he would never.
have to sing, so you understand. Sure. No.
Souvenirs!
So there we are, playing all this mishmash of music. And then we got the light, and we said, we must get a fiddle player. And here he is, Dave Swarbrick! Legendary Dave Swarbrick!
Product of medical science as medical science fiction.
Yeah.
do other things. Instrumentals! Instrumentals arrived. Jigs and reels. They never sounded like they did then, or like they're gonna sound tonight. Now we're really gonna put you on your mettle now, because you're gonna get two beats. That's all you're gonna get, two beats to recognize the intro to this next one. Then we expect the roof to come off, right? Right? That's your intro, two beats and then. Okay? You with me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This one actually starts with a very complicated.
Hey! Hey!
It starts with an introduction which has become synonymous with a certain genre of music. We were in Slovenia a couple of weeks ago. No, only last week. And a gentleman of a foreign persuasion, although he was probably local, came to us locals who were actually foreign and made a beeline for Mr. Mattox on my left, your right. And said, "It is so wonderful to meet you," in his fractured Slovenian, or broken English, as we call it. he said, "It is so wonderful to meet you, Mr. Mattox. I've admired you and your music for so long, down the centuries. I just want to shake the hand of the man who made the drums a folk instrument." Yes. As a compliment, it's a two-edged sword. who can say whether he's right or not, but certainly once you hear these first two notes, you'll know exactly where he was coming from.
Thank you.
and probably not so many friends at the end of the night. But if you're not doing anything, come along. I'm here 8 o'clock onwards, and should be fun. Should be fun. Thank you for that, chaps. Thank you.
Just like tonight, except tasteful, quiet, up to date.
Well, we said we'd do an hour and a quarter, and I did the set list. And we're at about an hour and 10, and this is the last number. Everything seems to be great, except the last number is Matty Groves. Oh dear, I was wrong.
Talking to each other.
There was, I'm afraid, a question of musical differences. They were musical and we were different.
Thank you.
The chaps have obviously moved on to that full house lineup of Happy Memory, Dim and Distant 1970. Who remembers 1970? Who was born in 1970? Hands up, everybody born in 1970.
That's quite a lot of you.
Some of you have kept your hair, so very well done. That's just the ladies. But Dave Pegg is not just a preeminent organiser of. Well, a persuader of money out of one person's pocket into another. He's a brilliant mandolin player, but he hides this light under a bushel of his excellent bass player. Let's go into that later. But now it's my chance to pick up the blue monster and play all the wrong notes. So watch me screw it up on the flatback caper while Peggy and Swall take us away on the magic carpet of their mandolins!
Thank you.
then, of course, some of us got old enough to need glasses. This song resulted. Lovely song, this. Should have played, I'd say.
Thank you.
song, which was originally recorded for the Full House album in 1970, one of Richard's own devising, one of his early majestic efforts to the world of songwriting, but passed over in the interest of good taste, I would say. Would you say passed over in the interest of good taste? Well, you would if you could find the words. That's what Dear Danny would say. And Dear Danny is doing very well. He can't be comparing this year, but he's sending his love and hopefully his own body to the best of all.
Danny's own words, oi, you, shut it! There's one thing I've learned from Dan.
Oi, you, shut it.
Oi, you, shut it!
Is it time for telling me about the next song, Dan? Because as well as in those days adventuring into the wide world of Richard's imagination and somebody's songwriting, we used to delve into the dusty tomes of dusty tomes. We're not doing that one tonight. Of the English tradition, the British tradition, indeed the United Kingdom tradition. Let's be politically correct, including the Isle of Man and, of course, those charming Scilly Islands.
In the Cornish, damn it!
Past yesterday. And much of the old stuff we used to do is a song about a Scotsman who was set up as a political pawn in a game to change the rules of play in the Scottish court. His name is Sir Patrick Spence. This is his song. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. will be slicker than this on Saturday evening.
Sure.
This is a moment I've been waiting for. It's Dave Pegg playing the tambourine. You're gonna play that, or you're just gonna rattle it?
You're
gonna play it, or you're just gonna play with it? Just ignore the bottom one. Oh no, I did.
Yeah.
finishing my gig tomorrow night.
Which particular corner are you swinging your handbag on?
We used to say, we're coming to bed. Oh, we're making songs. Or finding better words. These ideas never lasted long. Sorry, Richard.
Hey!